Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It was a very good day indeed on Wall Street. The major indices closed up sharply after a startling April jobs report this morning. The numbers from CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
As the economy added 253,000 jobs last month, about 90,000 more than in March, while the jobless rate tied a 54-year low at 3.4%. The Dow soared higher by 546 points to 33,674. The Nasdaq jumped 269 points to 12,235, and the S&P gained 75 points to 4,136.
President Biden says he has a message ready to deliver to congressional leaders when they meet with him at the White House next Tuesday for talks on the debt ceiling.
The president insists that Congress first pass a clean debt ceiling extension and then deal with the GOP's demand for budget cuts separately.
And so, gentlemen, the American people said we like their vision better than ours. But debate the vision.
Mr. Biden points to economists who warn of steep market declines and job losses if the U.S. were to default on its debt for the first time. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas spent today in Texas defiantly defending the administration's border security plans.
While at the border in Brownsville, Texas, Secretary Mayorkas called the immigration system broken, but said they're prepared to address the tens of thousands of migrants expected to cross into the U.S. after Title 42 expires on May 11th.
The message is very clear. We are coming with the relief that our laws provide to the individuals in need. The border is not open. It has not been open, and it will not be open.
Mayorkas adding the surge of resources and funding continues, including $330 million for NGOs and local communities. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The UN's World Health Organization today downgraded the coronavirus pandemic. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
With great hope that I declare COVID-19 over as a global health emergency.
The head of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, said today in advance of the official scheduled end of the COVID emergency in this country next week that it's a good time for her to announce her resignation. She'll leave at the end of next month. Royal watchers here in the U.S. are preparing for the coronation of the British King, including Audrey Kavanaugh Dowsett. She works at Tea and Sympathy in New York City.
We're serving King Charles's quiche. Each monarch has chosen a dish. And King Charles has chosen a quiche with beans and tarragons.
Ford is recalling almost 232,000 2004 to 2006 Ranger vehicles because replacement front passenger airbag inflators may have been installed incorrectly.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Now we wait to hear from a Madison judge about the future of the legal case to overturn Wisconsin's abortion ban. There was a hearing yesterday on a motion to have the suit dismissed. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says abortion needs to be legal here again.
To protect the safety and the health of women in Wisconsin, but also to make sure that our medical professionals are able to act when they need to protect the health and the safety of women in the state.
The case is expected to go all the way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. A new study shows drinking went up in Wisconsin during the coronavirus pandemic. The highest increase happened in the first few months for people between 21 and 40. University of Wisconsin researchers blame stress and anxiety. In sports, the Bucks are in the market for a new head coach. They fired Mike Budenholzer yesterday. The Brewers are at San Francisco tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137. Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Buy with love at Latunji's Palette. More at latunjispalette.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut any cut deeper.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
They are, Robert. And this portion of the show is supported by Minnesota 350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Yeah, yes, they do. And hey, today, Haley and I were at the Capitol celebrating, and I don't know if celebrating is the right word, supporting a national MMIWR day here, missing and murdered Indigenous women and relatives. And it was unbelievably solemn and some great speeches there. And I think most of our show is going to be about that today. And Haley, we'll have Wendy on for her sacred animal section in the last section, but with a Fun Facts Friday to bring us into a smile on our face. But we were able to see a lot of great speakers out there, like Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, our own State Senator Mary Kunish, and then Jamie Becker Fenn, and of course, Heather Keeler, who we just adore here on Native Roots Radio.
Yeah, it was a great time. And actually, that was my first big Native event, actually. So I was really excited to get out there and meet everyone and hear the speeches. They were incredibly moving. Peggy's almost brought me to tears. So I'm excited for you guys to take a listen to that here coming up. And yeah, it was amazing.
Well, why don't we get to that, Haley? Why don't we listen to our own Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, who brings us joy and peace in a segment every couple weeks. And we really love her and love her for that and what she does for the state of Minnesota and especially our community. So let's take a listen to Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan today.
Bonjour, everybody. I'm really honored to be here, and I want you to know what this looks like from in here. The fact that we are here in this moment, and there are TVs on the lawn, in front of a statue of Newt Nelson, is really something. And I don't know that I could have imagined this moment just a few years ago. For all of our friends in the legislature who are here in solidarity, but in particular to our Native legislators who are here. Every day, these leaders go into this space and represent all of us. Every day they are in this space as they have to hear outrageous things that should never be uttered from anyone's lips about who we are and how we exist. And every day they are carrying this weight. So I just want to take this opportunity to just say Gitche Miigwech, Edamya Ye, to our amazing Native legislators who do this work every day on our behalf and walk into this building, who may not always have the kind of prayers and protection that they need. So my ask of all of you today, as they continue to do this work and be visible for all of us, that you pray for them. And you pray prayers of protection as they are going into this place and space that was not made for us. And in fact, it was made to keep us out. And so today we are here with teepees on the front lawn, which frankly, Rory, if you could leave these up through the end of session, that would be a good thing. We are here in this moment because we are now implementing all of the things that people have been working on for so long. And this may be the hardest part as we make sure that we get it right. Because the pressure of carrying the memory of all of those who have gone missing or that we have lost is heavy. But we can bear it together. And we know that with this office for our missing and murdered Indigenous relatives that has started this good work, there are things that we need to do, both as lawmakers, but as community, to make sure that we continue to work so that we don't actually need this office anymore. That our relatives are simply valued. That these beautiful children who are here don't have to worry about being seen and heard and valued and protected and believed and simply alive, because we have done our work in this building behind us, and we have also done our work in community. One of the most beautiful things that I have ever heard my daughter say is, "Stop that. I'm not going to play with you anymore because that's not respectful." And walking away. She knows her value because her reality is that she sees Native women every single day who deserve honor and who deserve respect, who are leaders in the community, who care for her, that she knows. She knows she gets to take up space. She knows she is of value, and that every other child is of value too. So I am so grateful to MUSAC and to our sister, Nicole Matthews, who has been doing this work for a long time. But I hope that you can see your love and your care and your tenderness that has gotten us to this place where we can only go up from here. So we are in the final weeks of the legislative session, and we have a tremendous amount of work that we have done, but in a tremendous amount of work that we can still do to make sure that we are investing in each other, in community, and that no other family member has to worry that their child, that their loved one, that their Two-Spirit relative will go missing, because we simply will not allow it. We will not tolerate it. It's not who we are. It's not how we show up for each other or how we love each other. We're simply going to take care of each other. That is our job inside here. That is our job in community. And it is an honor to be in this work with all of you. Gitche Miigwech. So someone who has really answered the call for all of us, as we've had so many people who have come forward and who have told their stories We don't need people to traumatize and re-traumatize themselves anymore in committee hearings or at press conferences. We're simply just going to listen to people and then take action. And one of the people who has done a tremendous amount of work, who has stepped up, who is the perfect fit, I think, for this role, is our director of the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives Office. Please welcome Juliet Rudy.
Hey, we'll have her on maybe later today or next time, but we have very inspiring there, Haley. Great to hear Lieutenant Governor, and always amazes me that all these great speakers can go up there and, I don't know about off the cuff, but definitely know what they're going to say and how they say it. So it's totally inspiring, and also seeing these intelligent women supporting our relatives.
Absolutely. Yeah, I completely agree. And I think, you know, just speaking on, you know, missing and murdered Indigenous women, it's great to have great women in power right now.
Exactly. Hey, up next, we have more of this. And then and at the end of the show, we're going to have Wendy with our sacred animal section. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered Indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
When it comes to mental health, connections with others can be a way forward. How do you reach out when you need someone? What do you do to support those who struggle? Whether you're struggling or know someone who struggles, see connections as comfort, hope, and joy. Like sending a text, sharing a moment, offering a hug, seeing an old friend, seeing your grandma. Together we can find ways to create a path forward. Visit cmentalhealth.org. Visit cmentalhealth.org.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yes, and they were emceeing today's event, National Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women and Relatives Day all over the Turtle Island here. And we were at the state capitol and listening to some tremendous words from our leaders and our relatives here in Minnesota. We have another one from State Senator Mary Kunish. And why don't we take a listen, Haley?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of this, we wouldn't have had the task force or the office without her. She, you know, many years ago when Savannah LaFontaine Graywin, well, it wasn't so many years ago, and who was so, you know, disturbed with what happened and wondering what she could do, and then was like, wait, I'm a legislator. I can do stuff. And she did. And she did it in the best way of always of pulling everybody in, bringing people to the table who've been doing work in this community. And so I'm really honored to introduce Senator
Mary Kunish.
Yay! Woo!
Ohi hani washte, am petu kinle shante washte, Senator Mary Kunish imaki yapi. I'm State Senator Mary Kunish, and I just greeted you in my ancestral language of the Lakota people. I am a descendant of the Standing Rock Nation, and very proud to follow in the footsteps of my great aunt, Josephine Gates Kelly, who was the first chairwoman of the Standing Rock Nation. She herself, I sometimes consider to be one of the first water protectors, because she would literally hitchhike from the Standing Rock Nations to Washington, D.C. to advocate for her people and to protect the water of the Dakotas. And so with that, I'm very, very proud to be here with all of you today. And I'd like to invite my two other legislative Native sisters, Representative Becker Finn and Representative Keeler, up to the podium with me, because the work that we do here at the legislature, we do not do by ourselves, but we work together to ensure that these are good changes that are happening in Minnesota for our Native communities. As Nicole said, about 7 years ago, 6 years ago, I had an inspiration to create a task force to study the missing and murdered Indigenous women. As we heard the disturbing information coming out of Canada when they did their national study, and then the continued stories that we began to hear about more and more of our relatives going missing and being murdered. And I knew that Minnesota had to begin to address those issues. And so in collaboration with community and organizations like Nicole's, and with, at that time, Representative Becker Finn, and our Lieutenant Governor, we began the work of the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Task Force. And with full support of both bodies here at the Capitol, we were able to pass that legislation. And then came Representative Keeler to join us, and later Representative Alicia Koslowski, because we knew that the work was going to be heavy, we knew it was going to be hard, we knew that it was going to be emotional, and we knew that it was never ending. And if you look at the legislation that we have been able to not only introduce and educate the legislature around when it comes to the Indigenous rights, treaty rights, the areas that we have been historically left out of when decision-making is done, there's not one part of the work that we do that does not include and needs to include the disparities of our Indigenous people and our other folks of color. And so if you look up, if you would go to the website for both the House and the Senate, and you can do a search under bills and search under Native Americans and look at the list of the work of the legislation that was introduced this year, you will find the legislation spans every committee, every area of governmental work. In education, we're making sure that there's Indian Studies for All. We're making sure that nobody, that no community, no school, no team can use the image or the name of our Indigenous people without our permission. We're making sure that our kids can put an eagle feather on their hats when they graduate. And no, it is not an unfunded mandate. We're making sure that our students can wear their medicine, their tobacco medicine around their necks to encourage them to get the education that they need to give back to their communities. These are the sort of things that we have to do. You would think, well, isn't that just something that they should be able to do, that we should be able to do, those innate rights? But we have to establish them legislatively. We're creating the Energy Council for American Indians so that our tribes can participate in the plans for the future. We're making sure that our police organizations, our own tribal police, have their autonomy. They know what their communities need. They know how to address the issues at hand, and they don't need the county to tell them when and how to do it. There is so much that is happening here at the legislature, and the work of the missing and murdered Indigenous relatives does not end. We're not done. We may have created that task force and put together an incredible report. We might have established this wonderful, wonderful missing and murdered Indigenous relatives office, but that isn't where it ends. I am really very excited to be assured that after this year's legislation, anybody and all of you would be able to purchase your very own specialty MMIR license plate. And those dollars that that you pay towards that license plate is going to go into a reward system that we are establishing within that MMIR office. So that means corporations, tribes, individuals, all of you can contribute to the continued work that we are doing. And when I had the inspiration actually from Representative Koslowski, who created that fund up in Duluth. And I thought, wow, if they're doing that in Duluth, let's do it here in all of Minnesota. So those reward dollars will go directly towards the work that we have begun here. It was fabulous to see the children here, because the work that we're doing is not just for the here and now. It is to remember and to respect those that we have lost over our generations, but it's also for the future. It's for those children, for my grandchildren, and it's for the next seven generations that we do this work. And I can't say it enough times or loud enough. Wobulatanka, Chimigwich, Pinigigi, Pilamia, thank you all for being here today to acknowledge and remember this very, very important day, but also to continue to do the work with us. Thank you.
Wow, that was State Senator Mary Kunish, and again, a regular on our show, Wendy, and just totally, totally inspiring.
Very inspiring. It was wonderful to hear her.
And Haley, what did you think? You were there, another woman warrior that's leading the way for our state and our people here.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a field trip with some kids out there. I forget which school they were coming from, but just amazing to see that. And like she said, you know, it is going for the next future generations. And it was awesome. The kids did a round dance and we all joined in, and it was very special.
Well, I didn't, because, you know, I'll break a hip, but
that's true.
Yeah. But we got to, and there was food there, and
tea,
vegan food, tea.
We got rose water, lavender, fresh lavender that we got to put in a bag.
Yeah, definitely. And that was from the African American group from Chicago that was handing that out. So it was a big celebration. It's hard to say a celebration, but it was a big gathering in support of MMIWR. And what more can you ask for? And up next, we're going to have State Senator Heather Keeler and then Jamie Becker Finn speak to us too. And just comment on that. And again, it's Fun Fact Friday, so Wendy can bring us back together again and be totally chilled out for the weekend. So we're appreciative of that.
We need it. We need Fun Fact Friday.
And it was good, too. As soon as I got there, I was in a meeting at the same time, but I got Linda said hi to you, Wendy, Linda Thompson.
Nice.
She asked about you and smudged me off as soon as I walked in there.
Oh, how lovely of her. That's so nice.
She's a real deal. So her and her family, we always have a special place in our heart for her. And so, hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and kind of a solemn day, but also a good day.
Mm-hmm.
A good day to celebrate the positive things at the Capitol that have been happening this last couple years with the leaders, now Kowalski and Keeler.
Becker Finn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course our Lieutenant Governor, who we love so much and gives us every 2 weeks a nice little, and she enjoys doing it. I talked to her today.
She gives us a great update. It's wonderful.
Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, the strong April jobs report sent stocks up sharply today. New York Times economics reporter Gianna Smilek.
People don't want to let go of their workers. They've been burned by a hot labor market, and they're still hiring at a pretty steady clip. And as that happens, wages are going up pretty rapidly.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spent the day in South Texas defending the administration's border policies. CBS's Omar Villafranca says local officials want help.
El Paso County Judge Ricardo Samaniego says the federal help is enough, and the governor doesn't coordinate.
If we don't do this properly, it's going to impact the entire nation.
The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global emergency. Infectious disease specialist Dr. William Schaffner.
We need to keep vaccinating. We need to remain alert, but we seem to be moving into an endemic phase such that we learn how to live with this virus going forward.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantenaire. Here's what you need to know. A motion requiring both the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate approve hiring investigators was voted down by the Republican majority and the Joint Finance Committee this week. Democrats introduced the measure in response to Michael Gableman's unsuccessful attempt to find voter fraud in the 2020 election. The two-year investigation, which found no evidence of fraud, cost taxpayers over $2 million. Gableman was hired by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, then later fired by Voss, after Gableman campaigned for the speaker's primary challenger. Wisconsin's DNR and the Department of Health Services advising only one meal per week of rainbow smelt from the Bay of Green Bay and associated tributaries up to the first dam. That includes portions of the Peshtigo, Oconto, and Menominee Rivers. This comes after elevated levels of PFAS were found in rainbow smelt that were sampled from Green Bay. I'm Jane Mantenaire. This is Civic Media News.
If you're tired of the government and economy only working for the wealthy, then it's time to join Our Wisconsin Revolution. Our Wisconsin Revolution's mission is to make Wisconsin a true democracy by challenging the establishment and pushing for policies that benefit the working class. Policies affecting our everyday lives, economics, the environment, and social justice. Restore education and bring fundamental change to Wisconsin and join Our Wisconsin Revolution today. Log on to OurWisconsinRev.com. That's OurWisconsinRev.com.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis.
Yes, it is. Hey, We're celebrating today. Well, it's Native American Heritage Month here in Minnesota, and but today is National MMIWR Day, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives. And we have a couple more. Well, we have another speech, two more speeches to go that are inspiring. But Haley, what else did you take away today at the Capitol? I think it was cloudy when we went there, and then when everything started, it got sunny, and it was very good weather. And
I know I brought my umbrella and then didn't need it. Ended up actually taking off my jacket. It was getting so nice out, which I think is a really good sign from our Father Sky there, sending some good vibes down on us. And I think just all in all, it was a really, really amazing experience. And even if you're not Native, I think coming down and supporting and just getting in a sense of the community is amazing as well. And I know we love our allies and everything, and the support is just amazing from everybody. So,
yeah, really good point. I saw at least a close to a dozen other representatives and state senators there in the audience, cheering on their colleagues that were up there speaking and being there to support this huge, huge day for us, and many reasons why. We talk about it a lot here, Wendy, where it's such a high percentage of indigenous and brown and black people that go missing, and nobody really cares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hear the news all the time with the big, hoopla about, anybody who goes missing is important and should be televised and in the newspaper and, splattered on social media. But when it is a BIPOC person, you do see that it doesn't happen as often.
And I always bring this up to State Representative Heather Keeler. She spoke a few years ago at this, and she had me crying. What she said about her boys, she told her sons that, "I will never leave you. If I am missing, look for me. Mm-hmm. I will never leave you." And that's kind of the big push off that the police have with BIPOC and Indigenous people, is like, oh, they're probably on a bender, or they're somewhere else, or they ran away.
They went on their own fruition and left, and,
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a terrible thing. It really is.
And I think I was watching something on the news here just before the show, and I think they said it was Minnesota's population was made up of 1% Natives, and that was it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, and we have the highest population of MMIW, but we have a lot of issues to go along with that. And I think I last heard there was 3% Native American, and of course we have our descendants too that, they don't want to count, but I'm sure we have a higher number than 1%, and we used to be 100%.
Exactly.
Gotta throw that in there right now. Hey, but listen to clip 3, and we have two state representatives going to be speaking to us, and they'll introduce themselves.
My name is Jamie Beckerfin. I wore a wrap dress in the wind, which is not a great choice, but it was the best red that I had to wear. I'm from Leech Lake. I grew up in the Cass Lake area. I now represent Ramsey County suburbs, but I'm the judiciary chair over in the House, and so I have been spending all of my time. I came directly over here from negotiations with the Senate and working on the judiciary and public safety budget, and that is where a lot of these things that we're talking about are funded there, and it matters that I'm in that room. I don't know what decisions would be made. This is the time of year when things get cut. It is really important to me that I am in that room as we're talking about funding the MMIR office, the reward fund, tribal law enforcement jurisdiction, to make sure our tribal police officers are held at the same level as other law enforcement throughout the state. That's an important part of closing those gaps in the work we all do. And I will just really quickly say to Representative Kozlowski is not here today, but having them here with us in the legislature has made a difference. I think this is the strongest version of the House Native Caucus, that we've been able to build over time. And I think that's incredibly important. And yes. with Representative Keeler and Representative Kozlowski. And I also just want to name, too, that this is an especially hard time for our Two-Spirit kids and relatives with all of the hate and the anti-trans stuff that is happening out there, that, you know, send some extra love and note. I just really want to note that, that this is a really hard time for our Two-Spirit relatives, and we can all support them, and that, that supports all of us when we take care of those kids. So, Miigwech, for being here today. I'm going to pass it off to Rep. Keeler.
Hello, everyone. I always love coming here because representation matters. And as Lieutenant Governor talked about looking out here and seeing the teepees on the lawn, this is what representation looks like. We talk a lot about what it means when we don't see ourselves in spaces. And I talk about it from an education lens, but it expands much further than that, that I often say I have 4 degrees and I've never seen a teacher in front of the classroom who looks like me, which subliminally tells us we don't belong in those spaces. But even when you think about it, the story of Pocahontas is actually glorifying our first murdered and missing indigenous woman on this land. And ever since then, we've been designed to be invisible, but not in Minnesota, not anymore. We passed MIFPA, which is the Minnesota Indian Family Preservation Act. And we did that because we know the federal government is trying to attack us continuously through our kids, and we refuse to let that happen here in Minnesota. Also, we are going to establish Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day, understanding that we deserve to be seen and celebrated. So it's so much bigger than just murdered and missing Indigenous women. It's refusing to be invisible in our own state. It's refusing to allow individuals to make choices for us instead of with us. So I want to encourage each of you as you go back to your communities and share the message of hope and love and that we belong here. And when we are here, we have 80 plus bills that are designed just for people like me and you. That's massive, and that doesn't happen without a lieutenant governor, without senators, without representatives at these tables. So continue to encourage the next generations to show up with us. Continue to encourage your legislators to be bold in the movements that we're using. We're trying to end homelessness, but because we know we should not be homeless on our own land ever. So continue to show up and have grace with each other. We have to remember that we're moving into a generation that absolutely is losing culture because of the out, because of boarding schools and because of what that has happened to us. And so have grace as we move through cultural revitalization. Have grace as we move through language revitalization and understanding that it's not always our fault in the ways that we show up in spaces, but have love for each other, lead with love, and continue to encourage each other. Thank you.
Oh.
State Representative Heather Keeler. Why do I say that? I think I want her to be senator,
Wendy. She will be someday.
That's right.
There you go.
I was talking to the lieutenant governor today, too, and I said, well, you know, you started as a school board member, then you were a state representative, then you became lieutenant governor, mm-hmm. and I think the next step is senator, like take maybe Tina's spot in a few years, and then president.
Yeah.
And she
there
laughed.
There is no stopping.
She laughed, and I said, well, we're all over Wisconsin, so, you know, we have not only Minnesota, but we have people knowing who you are, and I think it's awesome that all these leaders are first of all, they're all women.
Yeah, strong women, yep.
Yeah, and that's...
Perfect.
And what did you think of Representative Keeler? Pretty awesome, right, Haley?
Oh, yeah, I loved her energy and just talking... what did she say? Pocahontas was our first example, really. And, yeah. You know, as a Gen Z, I did grow up watching that movie. And I think that's a great example of missing and murdered Indigenous women and relatives. And it was really great.
Yeah. You know, your point to it, I think she was 12 years old when... 12 or 14 when she was kidnapped, and she ended up dying in England. So the glorification of Disney, but I better not say that because they'll sue me, but of the stories that go on just are not realistic. And, you know, they get, people get freaked out when you know, the what the African American is now the mermaid.
Yeah. Well, history needs to be rewritten, and it needs to be written with the truth in mind.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So the real truth of Pocahontas, the real truth of the colonizers, and right. and Thanksgiving and
Thanksgiving. And we like to
exactly.
call it Thanksgiving.
So
here.
All of that needs yeah. to be rewritten with the right truth to it, and taught to children.
Well, yeah. and, you know, we can go beyond Native Americans, Wendy. Mm-hmm. It's like we just heard the last few years about that beautiful community of African Americans that had their own banks, their own, and they burned the whole town down. And yep. no one heard about it yep. until just recently.
No, it's really sad. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's just.
Well, they say that history is written by the victors, and that's definitely what's happened in mm-hmm. on Turtle Island here in this country. Yeah, you know, Manhattan was bought with a couple blankets and some shiny
trinkets,
beads.
Right? Yeah. Well,
or glass beads, right?
Well, that's the way it goes, and it's really sad. And hopefully, more awareness will keep coming about, and these celebrations or rallies that we have bring more awareness. People are going there, they're participating, and they're learning.
Exactly. Well, speaking of participating and learning, we got coming up next our sacred animal portion, and it's Fun Facts Friday, I do believe.
Yes. It feels like it was just Friday, and now it's Friday again. This week really went by fast.
I think that's what happens to us when we get older.
Yeah, like, time speeds up.
Just like they say... our dogs, you know, by how old they are and how long they live, one day is like a week.
Yeah.
So I'm like kind of a dog now, I think.
We're all dogs.
Easy. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
When it comes to mental health, connections with others can be a way forward. How do you reach out when you need someone? What do you do to support those who struggle? Whether you're struggling or know someone who struggles, see connections as comfort, hope, and joy. Like sending a text, sharing a moment, offering a hug, seeing an old friend, seeing your grandma. Together we can find ways to create a path forward. Visit cmentalhealth.org. Visit cmentalhealth.org.
Your Blue Line Extension Project wants to hear from you. We are working on extending the Blue Line Light Rail into North Minneapolis, Robbinsdale, Crystal, and Brooklyn Park, and connecting it to our growing transit system. Tell us about your neighborhood, your business, your family, and what you need from your Blue Line. Learn more and share more of your story at yourblueline.org. That's yourblueline.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Wow, that was a strong howl. Hey, I want to introduce, before I introduce you, Wendy, I just want, one of our listeners corrected me or helped me out here. It was called Black Wall Street that was burned.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and then also she said that Manhattan was supposedly bought for $24. Mm. Well, that was a lot of money back then.
Yeah,
that much. But hey, I want to introduce my awesome, beautiful wife. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many years, and she's been doing the show for over 7 years, and I learned things. Important stuff, fun stuff, every day. So take it away, Wendy.
Yes, thank you. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. Before I get into my Fun Fact Friday, I want to wish our little dog, Wanda, a happy birthday. Today is her birthday.
Happy birthday, Wanda.
Yeah, Wanda is a little, she's 13 years old today. Robert and I have had her for 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so for us, she seems like a six-year-old dog, not a 13-year-old dog. She also had recent ACL surgery because she's a little, we call her Wild Wanda because she's a little bit wild. Yeah. She loves to run and jump, and she's very, very active. And she did have surgery. The surgery went really well, except that
Wanda's wild.
And the stitching that they put in, I guess with fishing wire, the doctor said it was 40 pounds worth of fishing wire weight that they use, is torn and ripped. So we're going to wait a few weeks. She's going to go back to the vet, and we're going to determine whether she's healed up enough or if she needs another surgery. So happy birthday, Wanda.
We love Wanda.
Yeah, and after the show, we're going to go for a nice long W-A-L-K. I have to spell it because she's sitting next to me, and if I say the word, she'll just lift her ears up and think that we're going right now. So,
all right, start barking.
Yeah, so I have this website here that I've been reading off, and has 300 fun facts of different animal facts. And I believe that we left off at 193. I'm not really sure if I said this one before, excuse me. But this one says dogs can see better when the light is low.
Like magic time and film time?
I would think so. Yes. And 192, though a polar bear's average body temperature is 98.6 degrees, they don't give off any detectable heat, so they won't show up in an infrared photos.
Can you repeat that?
I will. Even though a polar bear's average body temperature is 98.6 degrees, they don't give off any detectable heat, so they won't show up in infrared photographs.
I really have to think about that.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
They don't go into detail of why and what happens, but yeah, that's what
maybe
it is.
Maybe you could do a whole show on that sometime.
Yeah, I had to look this one up. This is, in general, Asiatic Jerboas. That's J-E-R-B-O-A-S. It might be Jerboas. Jerboas. So Asiatic. Jerboas from Asia have 5 toes on their back feet, and Jerboas from Africa have 3 toes on their back feet. So I looked up an image of what a Jerboas looks like, and it's a really cute little animal. It's kind of like the size of a mouse, but it has big ears like a rabbit, and it has legs like a kangaroo, and it hops. And they're mostly found in North America and Asia, and they're really cute, and their toes are different from where they live. So they're very cute little animals. I've never seen one in person, but they are cute. Noctil bats fly before sunset, whereas pipistrellas appear soon after sunset. So there's different bats also that fly before sunset and others that appear soon after sunset. I didn't know that.
I think the ones here are soon after sunset.
Yes, we do see them. Yes. Mm-hmm. Fireflies, as we already know and we've mentioned, are also known as lightning bugs. When I was a kid, we called them lightning bugs. We didn't call them fireflies.
I don't even think we said lightning. I think we said light bugs.
Oh, light bugs? No, we said lightning bugs.
Well, you're from a different part of the country.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Well, duck, duck, gray duck.
I've never heard of that until I moved to Minnesota. We always said duck, duck,
goose.
Yeah, duck, duck, goose, not duck, duck, gray duck. Okay. Or you guys say pop also.
Right.
And we never say pop. We say soda. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Female polar bears normally start having baby cubs at the age of 4 or 5.
Oh.
Yeah, so they have to be a little bit more on, mature. That's what I'm trying to say.
You weren't looking at me when you said that word either, by the way.
There are roughly 24,000 species of butterflies.
Butterflies are freedom fly.
Well,
fly away.
We have to keep our butterflies. They're very important for the...
I saw white ones here about a week ago flying out in the front. And
nice.
I was like, wow, it just got warm, too.
Yeah. I hope our stuff starts growing really fast now that the weather's just starting to warm up. For you people out there who don't know, Robert and I got rid of our front lawn. It was all dug up and we built. I didn't build it. A woman came and helped. I did help.
Yeah, you did.
And we built a big prairie garden, and it has rain garden. Yeah, four rain gardens, and it has a stumpery. So a stumpery is just a pile of old logs or stumps. But you could see that there's all different little bugs and stuff. Yeah.
I can't wait until the little frogs come.
I just read recently that the bugs that live in your yard might stay there for their entire lives. And never leave your yard.
They won't go to Hawaii or Florida for commercial.
They won't even go
vacations.
To the next door neighbor. They'll just stay in your yard if they're happy and they have everything that they need.
Oh.
I thought that was kind of cute.
That is.
Butterflies can only see the colors red, green, and yellow. I wonder how they test a butterfly for that.
They ask them, right?
Okay.
Hey,
sit over here and what color is this?
Oh, you need glasses? Oh,
hippos, this is a gross one. I don't know if I should say this. No, I'm going
to
say it.
All right.
Hippos attract mates by urinating and defecating. That's really sexy, I'd have to say.
Oh, wow.
Polar bears, another polar bears. Polar bears are pretty popular on this list. Polar bears are the world's largest land predators. Wow. I would have thought maybe...
A rhinoceros
or a hippopotamus.
Impossibles.
Elephants aren't predators, though.
They eat veggies.
Yeah,
they're vegans. That's why
are.
We like them.
I know. Okay, I'm going to say this wrong, but let's see if I could say it. Arachnophobia is the fear of spiders.
An arachophobia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arachophobia is a fear of spiders. I never had a fear of spiders. I actually like spiders.
I probably have that.
You have a fear of spiders?
I do, but I love them, so I always try to get them outside without killing them.
Oh,
yeah,
you and
I do
Wendy.
Too. Well, I remember last year we had a spider living up on the top of our stairwell. Do you remember that spider?
Yes.
We named him Legs.
Yeah, you named him Legs.
I named him Legs. And I remember Jelaine, Robert's daughter, my stepdaughter, was coming to stay, you know, for the weekend to take care of the dogs. And I said, you're going to walk up the stairs and you're going to see the spider with his little web. Just leave him. He lives at our house and his name's Legs. So he's catching all the other critters we don't want. So spiders are good. And they'll leave and they'll go away when they catch all the other creepy crawlers you don't want in your house.
Hey, today was National Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women and Relatives Day. We wanted to say...
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.